All right. It's medication. It's from the Dr. Varga podcast. I'm Dr. Varga. In this episode, I'll be reviewing WWE Slamboree 1998, which is the sixth Slamboree event produced by World Championship Wrestling. This event took place on May 17, 1998, from the Centrum in Worcester, Massachusetts, and had a double main event. So this one was pretty big show. The double main events were Sting the Giant versus The Outsider, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, and then Randy Savage versus Bret Hart. So let me go into this one. Firstly, in a pretty awesome, like, shoot fight almost, singles match for the WWE World Television Championship, Fit Finley defeated Chris Benoit to retain the championship in a pretty solid match. I mean, they were just beating the crap out of each other in this match, and it was pretty good. It was definitely fun to watch. Other than the chin lock section in the middle, it was just hard-hitting, brutal action, and Booker T came out and was, like, involved. Very, very good stuff here. I definitely enjoyed it a lot. I think this is a pretty, like, hard-hitting match, and that just made it awesome. It was very fun to watch for old-school wrestling fans. Then in the garbage singles match, Lex Luger, total package, defeated Bryan Adams with Vincent. Then came the excitement. They had a battle royal to determine number one contender to the WWE Cruiserweight Championship, and Ciclope won by last eliminating Juventud Guerrera. But then Ciclope took off his mask and revealed himself to be the Man of a Thousand Holes, Dean Malenko, and the crowd just went nuts when he just started beating up the champion, Chris Jericho, who was mocking everybody. And Dean Malenko ended up winning the WCW Cruiserweight Championship, and the crowd was just way into it. This is like one of the greatest things ever. Like, when he was beating the crap out of Jericho, the crowd just went nuts. Then when he won the championship, they went crazy. This was probably easily the best thing on the whole show. This Cruiserweight Battle Royal and the championship match right after. Fantastic stuff here. 5 stars, 2 thumbs way up. Definitely watch all this, like, in its entirety, because it's very, very awesome. And the fact that Dean Malenko, one of my favorite wrestlers ever, won the title, I'm very happy about. And speaking of my favorite wrestlers ever, two of them are in the next match. Well, the next two matches, actually. In the Power Ring Death Match, it's like a cage, enclosed cage, with, like, a cage with a roof with weapons on it. Diamond Dallas Page defeated Raven. Raven, for some reason, had, like, security with him. But, I mean, like a SWAT team or whatever, but it turned out it was just his flock members. And then Canyon came in and made the save and, like, did, like, the Tommy Dreamer chair shot around the world thing on Raven. But yeah, pretty good stuff here, but not as good as the last section. Then the singles match, Eddie Guerrero with Chavo Guerrero Jr. defeated Ultimo Dragon. Pretty solid overall. Not their best work, but it could have been better, but it wasn't too bad. Then the singles match, WWE United States Heavyweight Championship, Goldberg defeated Saturn. And kind of a nothing match. Then in the singles match, Roddy Piper is a special guest referee. Macho Man Randy Savage defeated Bret Hart by disqualification. Another kind of match that was just there. It was just, I don't know, it just seems kind of disjointed and had a, like, not flowing too well, but overall wasn't that bad, but it could have been a lot better, considering the talent involved. And then the tag team match for the WWE World Tag Team Championship. Sting and the Giant defeated the Outsiders, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, with Dusty Rhodes. After Scott Hall turned on his partner Kevin Nash and hit him with his tag team championship belt, and which allowed the Giant to pin him, and basically, Scott Hall left the Wolfpack and joined NWO Hollywood. Sting was looking on, like, in shock, and this was just pretty, like, the match was just okay, but the ending was awesome. I definitely, liked it. The match was signed, Sting and Giant were both in WCW, then Giant joined NWO Hollywood trip before Slamboree. Then, this basically set up a singles match the next month for them facing each other for the titles, and the winner would get to pick a partner to be the other tag team champion. Pretty okay pay-per-view. I'd give this one a thumbs up, mild thumbs up, but it was definitely fun to watch. Peace out, we're going to be our own podcast corner to Sunday myself, so we're on Tech Journal, Princess Gate Dutch Air, and our producer Jared Sanchez of Hamster Records, located here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Peace out, we'll go one.